So I was introduced to the charity in 2011 after disclosing child sexual abuse. And the charity is so unique and just really friendly. I was introduced to Tamsin and Kath, who changed my life completely. So yeah, just trying to raise awareness for the organisation and that it is out there.
And you say it was friendly, so had you gone to any other charities or support groups, and was this different? Or?
I'd not been to any other support groups, but compared to the police, it wasn't as, they weren't interrogating me. They would let me talk on my terms, and if I wanted to talk about the abuse, I could. If I didn't want to, then I didn't have to.
Without it, what would have happened? Did it, you know, sounds like a cliche thing, it saved your life, but is that how it feels?
It did save my life. I have no doubt that if it wasn't for Imara, I wouldn't be here, and I don't doubt that.
Is that because you would have struggled to cope with it? You may have become depressed and even suicidal?
I would have taken my own life had it have not been for Imara, yeah.
Okay, so what, you know, type of practical support did they offer? You said you could talk about it, you could not talk about it, but what did they do that was that dramatic?
They're when I wanted them to be there. It wasn't, I would ring someone and have to leave a message. They were there at the end of the phone, or come to my house if I needed them to, or if I wanted to get away from my house, I could go to them. And it wasn't ever just focused on the abuse. I could talk about whatever I wanted to, just space to talk.
And obviously, you want to talk now because you want the charity to get a bit of a profile boost because of money. I mean, what's the situation with the charity? Is it struggling? What does it need?
Well, the organisation doesn't get the recognition that it deserves. They do. They offer three types of support: advocacy, so help with benefits, housing, school, legal support. So any questions about the court process, attending with court to court if you wanted to, if you wanted them to, and therapeutic support. But that's not limited to so many sessions like other organisations. You can come and go for as many or little as you want.
Okay, and obviously now you work here, so you've presumably, you know, because of your experience, you're dedicating your life now to helping others. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, and the organisation, I want to give back what they gave to me, and I probably won't ever be able to do that, but...
How does it make you feel that people might not get the support, and people out there now might not be getting the support for whatever reason that you did?
That's scary. It's a scary thought, because I disclosed 5 months before Imara were in existence, so I've had life without them and with them, and the difference is tremendous.
And so those 5 months, what were they like without it?
I can't even explain it. I didn't want to live. I thought that I wasn't getting any support. I didn't want support from family. It was too close to home. So to have somebody else that wanted to listen but didn't want to question me and about the abuse was what made the difference.